See what you can do. New customers. Version 5 areas. User speed a month. 4 price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
129 at McDonald's gets you a mini Oreo McFlurry. 129 on a big night out gets you...
Sorry, no trainers.
McDonald's save a menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Price varies on delivery. Subject to availability.
Hey Sainsbury's, how can I finish Christmas dinner with a big bang?
I'd suggest our Taste the Difference cheesemonger selection, made up of 5 artisan cheeses. Or there's always the extravagant Christmas Carol Mel and Brownie Cheesecake. Sound good, BFG?
Music to my ginormous ears. Looking for a dreamy dessert to follow Christmas dinner? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability in selected stores and online, excludes locals. Cheese selection from 20th of November. Cheesecake from 20th of December.
Amazon's Black Friday week deals are here. So you can save up to 40% on all sorts of things. From electronics and home to toys, beauty and so much more. Woo indeed. Shop Amazon's Black Friday week deals. Ends the 2nd of December. With deals that make you go, woo.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. Former Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott has died at the age of 86. Tony Blair's paid tribute, saying Labour could never have won 3 terms without him, while Sir Keir Starmer's described him as a true giant of the Labour movement. Political correspondent Mari Arora says Mr Prescott was a giant of politics too.
He was seen as a bit of a mediator between Blair and Brown at times when they often were loggerheads. He was deputy leader of the Labour Party from 1994 to 2007, but he was also the longest serving deputy prime minister in British history.
Prescott, who was also known as Two Jags, once famously punched a protester who threw an egg at him and even appeared on an episode of Gavin and Stacey in reference to a running joke that he'd had a relationship with the character of Nessa. His family say he spent his life trying to improve the lives of others. In other news, the family of Captain Sir Tom Moore's being accused of putting significant private interests above the veterans' charity. Reports found the pandemic fundraiser's daughter Hannah Ingram Moore and her husband Colin financially benefited from their links to a foundation set up in his name. They've called the Charity Commission's 2-year inquiry unjust and excessive. It's thought British Storm Shadow missiles have been fired into Russia's Kursk region by Kiev's forces. The wreckage from one of the long-range weapons is believed to have been found in a town which borders Ukraine. Relatives of those killed in Britain's worst unsolved terrorist atrocity are making fresh calls for justice 50 years on. 21 people were killed and 182 injured when bombs planted by the IRA went off in 2 Birmingham pubs. Julie Hambleton lost her sister Maxine.
To know that a loved one has suffered such horrendous injuries, left alone to die, it's just too much.
Hear more in our special podcast. Just search No Justice on the Rayo app. And the number of pothole compensation claims made to councils in Britain has doubled in the space of a year. The RAC says its research found more than 20,000 were submitted to 18 local authorities in 2013. Again today, but sunny spells for most of us. A few wintry showers in northern Scotland and southern England. Highs of 6 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knove.
Yes. On Magic Classical.
True. Morning. A quotation for the day. Voltaire, born this day in 1694. Every man is guilty of all the good he did not do.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
I'm convinced mandolin sound is good for the soul. There's something marvellous and magical about it. Raffaella La Ragione, the mandolin soloist there with Il Pomodoro, and playing the first movement of Vivaldi's mandolin concerto. At 8:07 on this Thursday, the 21st of November, and you're very welcome to Magic Classical Breakfast. Mentioned earlier on, I managed to fall over yesterday, despite my warnings of the need to be very careful with ice. Yes, I managed to prove the theory yesterday. So slightly creaky in parts this morning. Nothing serious, just, you know, very unsettling hitting the ground when you hadn't planned to. And we had the bizarre scenario. You picture the scene, if you will. Lady Nove wants to go out in the car, but the car is all covered in snow and frozen slush and is putting up some resistance. So I say, don't worry, I'll spray de-icer on the windscreen to get it started. You get in the car, and when I've shifted the ice, you can use the windscreen wipers. Great. So I go round the front of the car, start spraying the de-icer, slip, fall, land flat on my back, like an overturned turtle, plonk. The thing is, Lady Nove's in the car with the windscreen still covered in snow and ice, so she can't see what's going on. She just knows that the scraping of the ice has stopped. So assumes I've probably gone off to get a cup of tea or do something else. So eventually gets out of the car to investigate. Oh! Yes. As I say, no damage done. It's just that once you've landed on the ground, you kind of need to take a moment or two to regroup, don't you? Just assess whether everything's still working. Be careful out there. This is music from Final Fantasy 15, Distant Worlds version. Ignis and Ravus.
Thank you.
Music by Yasunori Mitsuda for Final Fantasy XV, the Distant Worlds version. Morning, Lydia, who says, sorry to hear you fell over. I hate to say, but you may feel it more tomorrow. Just be careful, nothing worse to make you feel mortal. Did Lady Nove see you lying there and ask, what are you doing down there? Something like that, yeah. And Mike in North Yorkshire says, sorry to hear of your unfortunate fall. The boys from Still Game have a little bit of a dice for you. Thank you, Mike. What a brilliant memory. If you haven't checked out the Scottish comedy series Still Game, it's always worth a visit. And there is a particularly fine episode in which somebody's sold some special winter shoes which guarantee you won't fall. Well worth a look. Very funny. Penny is back from 10 this morning. It's a Thursday, so Magic Classical Book Club Day. And special guest today, Mame Blue, who's the author of the indie fiction book of the month, The Rest of You. Find out what that's all about in Penny's show, which starts at 10 this morning. Before we get to that, from 9.
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
Just a little taster of delights of the screen coming up in Screen Time after 9 this morning. Now, Mendelssohn, let's think of summer, shall we? Whether it be last summer or holding out hope for a good summer to come. A Midsummer Night's Dream. Here's the Make Yourself Scherzo. Royal Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles Dutoit, and playing Mendelssohn the Scherzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream. Morning, the Bard of Teddington, who raises a very interesting point. This is nothing to do with falling over in the snow. This is, in fact, to do with matters of heat. And hairdryers, specifically. Not so long ago, says the Bard of Teddington, ladies used to go to hairdressers and have their hair permed. The ladies would sit under the domed metal hairdryers and chat to each other, read magazines or whatever. You never see these machines now. Good point. Yes, time was when you passed any hairdressers, there'd be a row of these things, these big domes, wouldn't there? Yeah. You never see them now, so I wonder where they all ended up. Is there a huge pile of them somewhere? Is there a market opportunity for somebody to recycle them? Just a thought from the Bard of Teddington. Are you volunteering for the recycling duty if we find where they are? Is there a huge vat of them, enormous, maybe hidden in a basement somewhere? Be hundreds of these things for archaeologists to dig up in the future and wonder about. Intriguing. Does it? I know a couple of hairdressers. I'll ask them. Maybe they've got some secreted somewhere. Question of the day, Mark 2, will not touch on matters of hairdryers or missing items no longer in use, but will be something else, and it'll be along after some Wagner coming next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Put their doors in the drawer for People's Postcode Lottery's biggest ever prize pot. In the December draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £32.5 million. Whether you own or rent, absolutely any door can enter. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 1st of December. A share of £32.5 million must be won. Is your door in the drawer? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
This Black Friday, get sorted for the festive season with EE Broadband. You'll pay nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it's ultra-fast, full fiber, so you'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
So, I can stream festive tunes
while I game with my mates.
And I binge Christmas films.
Yes, yes, and yes. And it's powered by BT. So switch today. It's easier than ever before. Available until the 12th of December.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
We are Bauer Academy, an award-winning training provider with expertise in work-based learning solutions. Whether it's mastering AI innovations or timeless professional skills, our training packages deliver immediate value and lasting change. Empower your team with the tools and mindset they need to thrive in 25. Search academylearningsolutions.com.
At Magic, we're already getting our place ready for the big day. And nobody works harder to bring you and your family the best Christmas than Asda's friendly army of Christmas gnomes. That's why Asda is the gnome of Christmas. Meet Nibbles.
Gnomissimo!
He's head chef, full of life, soul, and the tastiest recipes. Head to magic.co.uk now and £250 could go into the winner's Asda Rewards cash pot. So you could get your food, clothing, gifts, or tech covered this Christmas.
Rayo is the way to listen to Magic Classical. Download Rayo to your phone now.
Hey Sainsbury's, can you help me work some magic for my veggie in-laws?
Absolutely. I'd go with our creamy vegan roast carrot galette or our handmade dinky dim sum selection. They look just like mini vegetables. Am I right, BFG?
Way better than any snozcumber.
Looking for something that'll knock everyone's Christmas socks off? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability in selected stores and online, excludes locals. Dim sum from 20th of November, galette from 4th of December.
number of road closures related to snowfall in the Aberdeenshire and the Highland areas. This is also a particular problem for parts of Devon and Cornwall. We've got long queues out of Edinburgh to the M8, where there's been an accident at the Babberton Junction and one lane is closed. County Durham queues on the A19 near the Sheraton Interchange, heading south, where there's been an accident near the Hartlepool Junction. Kent, the M2 is closed coastbound at 6 Faversham, congestions to 7 at Brenly Corner, and Tailbags M62 West Yorkshire from Huddersfield to Bradford. There's more on our website.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
The Philharmonia Orchestra, Yuri Simonov conducting, and the prelude to Act 3 of Wagner's Lohengrin. On Magic Classical, time for question of the day, Mark 2. Mark 1, the answers were 63 and 36. Words for question of the day, Mark 2. Here are six words. Which is the odd one out, and why? Hang on, just check the six on the list. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, okay. It's not a trick question. There are six words. Phew. The words are elementary, empire, effort, expert, earmark, and enable. Okay, elementary, as in my dear Watson, empire, as in the British, effort, as in give it a go, expert, as in you will be one if you get it all right, earmark, as in we'll earmark this for future reference, and enable, as in please enable me to get this right. Which is the odd one out and why? By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. The words again: elementary, empire, effort, expert, earmark, and enable. See what we make of that before 9 o'clock. 8:30 now, headlines this morning. Former Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott has died at the age of 86. Tony Blair has paid tribute, saying Labour could never have won three terms without him. Sir Keir Starmer's described him as a true giant of the Labour movement. The family of Captain Sir Tom Moore is being accused of putting significant private interests above the veterans' charity. A report has found the pandemic fundraiser's daughter and her husband financially benefited from their links to a foundation set up in his name. They've called the Charity Commission's two-year inquiry unjust and excessive. And the number of pothole compensation claims made to councils in Britain has doubled in a year. The RAC says its research found more than 20,000 were submitted to 18 local authorities in 2023, comparing to just over 8,000 the year before. Weather mostly dry and bright, but scattered showers of sleet or snow visiting the north and northwest. Tonight, some showers moving south across England and Wales, and then tomorrow mostly bright, with any showers dying out as the day goes on. Just thinking of the potholes. If they were bad before, now that many parts have had a spell of freezing weather, they'll be much worse, because the water gets in and expands and the pothole gets bigger. Great. It's always nice to have something to look forward to, isn't it? This is from Shostakovich, film music from The Gadfly, Folk Feast. Shostakovich, the Folk Feast from the Gadfly, with the National Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine performing it. Question of the day, mark 2-6 words. Which is the odd one out and why? The words are elementary, empire, effort, expert, earmark, and enable. Elementary, Empire, Effort, Expert, Earmark, and Enable. Which is the odd one out and why? All suggestions welcome, no answer too daft, all prizes completely imaginary. 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. Now, this is a husband and wife duo performing, Simon Blendis, violin, wife Sayoko Blendis, piano, a piece called Love is Like a Violin. What is it? Does it come with strings attached? Can be hazardous playing pizzicato? Yes. Blendis, violin, Sayoko Blendis, piano. Love is like a violin. Yes, I'm sure it is. It's apt to go suddenly out of tune when the weather changes, that sort of thing. Though can be easily retuned. Some of the notes, the highest notes, can be a devil to reach, though. Wandering into Thursday with some trumpeting from Haydn coming up next.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Angelica Bell.
I am a huge fan of Christmas and I love hosting for friends and family. The night before, I prep all the food and then I'm up early on Christmas Day. But it's all totally worth it and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Find all the festive food and expert advice you need to be a top host on Market Street at Morrisons. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
Friday deals across the range. Head to ring.com today. Sale ends 2nd of December.
TUI presents The Relaxing Escape. Wake up without an alarm. First dip in your swim-up suite, followed by a massage at the spa. Dreamy. A stroll along a white sand beach is next. Batteries recharged.
With seafront hotels and a la carte dining, your next relaxing escape, sorted. Book online, in-store, or on the TUI app. TUI, live happy. Atoll protected. T's and C's apply. Selected hotels only. See website for details.
Connie, I had a wonderful dream where I climbed an infinite mountain.
What kind of mountain, Trevor?
A mountain of roast potatoes, parsnips.
Right.
Pigs in duvets.
At Argos, we've got all the gifts they're dreaming of this Christmas, from Ninja air fryers to festive Habitat tableware. There's more.
Yum.
To Argos. Argos.co.uk and in-store subject to availability.
This Black Friday, get sorted for the festive season with EE Broadband. You'll pay nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it's ultra-fast, full fiber, so you'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
So, I can stream festive tunes
while I game with my mates.
And I binge Christmas films.
Yes, yes, and yes. And it's powered by BT. So switch today. It's easier than ever before. Available until the 12th of December.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just enter your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our December draws, you could win a share of £32.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dream your holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 1st of December, because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Here at Magic, we're already getting our place ready for the big day. And all this week on the 4 till 7 show, you can do the same thanks to Asda. They're the gnome of Christmas with their army of Christmas gnomes working hard to bring you and your family the best Christmas. So if you've got someone who deserves a magic start to the festive season, tell us at magic.co.uk. And you can both have Christmas sorted with £500 going straight into your Asda rewards cash pot each. With Asda's incredible range of food, clothing, gifts, tech and, of course, iconic gnomes like Nibbles here.
Gnomissimo!
Yeah, I like his vibe. He's cooler than the other guy I usually share a studio with.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
If you're a regular around this gaff, you'll know that Thursday equals book club day. And today's author has written a story of womankind, friendships and how the past has to be dealt with to get on with the future. That's me, Penny Smith, Marmee Blue and the Indie Fiction Book of the Month after 10 a.m. Join live or catch up on Rayo.
Morte Vieta, the music of Umberto Giordano, and that was performed by Jonathan Antoine, tenor with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. You're hearing it on Magic Classical. I'm very glad you are. Thank you so much for being aboard. Let's just sort out question of the day mark two, shall we? Six words. Which is the odd one out and why? The list of words went as follows. Elementary, empire, effort, expert, earmark, and enable. What do you have to say on this? Tony in a cold but promising Hathern, accompanied as ever by Anne and some of the dog, say, we can only think it's elementary, as element is at the beginning, the others have words at the end. Oh, right. So empire as in ire, effort, fort, expert gives you pert, and enable gives you able. Best we can do? Well, it's very good. It's not what it says here, but it's not wrong. Elsewhere we find Sue, who says, I switched the radio on in time for question of the day mark one, but soon turned it off again when I discovered it was an algebraic one. Oh. Words are much more my thing. Could it be all the words except elementary have another word at the end of them? Ah, you're going down that avenue as well. As I say, it's not wrong. Christine and Philip say, after much study, we've decided that enable is the odd one out, as we think it's the only word where you can add another letter to the front to make a new word. As in tenable. Well, it's a tenable answer, you say, although maybe not on the sheet of power. Doing it. You're right, it isn't. Recommend a good soak in a hot bath to ease the aching limbs. You'll be stiffer today than yesterday. You're not wrong there either. Mary in Maidstone says, earmark is the odd one out, as all the others sound like a letter of the alphabet. L for elementary, M for empire, F for effort, X for expert, and N for enable. Hope you're not too injured as a result of your tumble yesterday. Oh. Please note that once you're over 65, you don't fall over, but you have a fall. So watch out in future. Yes, not over 65 here, thank goodness, otherwise I would have had a fall. Oh, dear. A fun but chilly afternoon in London yesterday, hunting penguin statues, part of the festive Fleet Street Quarter Penguin Parade, raising funds for the Worldwide Fund for Nature. Well done. And well done because that's pretty well what it says here. Earmark is the odd one out. In all the others, the first two letters of the word make the sound of the second letter. Well, it's true, that. Questions of the day return tomorrow, usual times. Now, this is from the Contemplation Suite by Julie Cooper, and it's called Dawn. Leo Gold, violin, Julie Cooper, piano, and Dawn from Julie Cooper's Contemplation Suite. After our earlier excursions with violin and Love is Like a Violin, morning Kevin, who says that sparked some childhood memories. I remember an upbeat version of the tune, but I couldn't think why. But a quick search reminded me it was one of Ken Dodd's many hits, and I think he used it as a signature tune on TV. I think you're right on both fronts. Yes, big hit for Ken Dodd. And morning Steve in Bournemouth. Happy memories of Ken Dodd. Special moment when sung live by him during one of his marathon performances. And the jokes weren't bad either. By Jove, Mrs. Indeed. Screen Time coming next after the news. Rounding up some sheep for starters in Screen Time today.
It's Black Friday. You're looking about for a great deal on the Samsung Galaxy S24. With O2, you can save up to £920. You could ask Dave next door. Overhear a rumour on the train. Stare into a crystal ball. Ooh. Or just search O2 Black Friday to find your deal today. O2. See what you can do.
£920 saving consists of £248.48 device discount plus £14 per month airtime discount over 48 months. Ends 11th of December. Credit by Telefónica UK Limited. Eligibility and terms apply.
Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarle ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
Want a day off deciding what to eat? Sit back, relax, and let us do the thinking for you. And the cooking, and the cleaning. From meatball Mondays to fish and chips Fridays, IKEA family members can try a different three-pound dish of the day in-store throughout the week. IKEA, the wonderful everyday. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Find out more at ikea.co.uk.
This Black Friday, get 3 months of Virgin Media's smooth, lightning-fast broadband, totally free, from the provider awarded best broadband experience. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah. That's smooth. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed a month. Four price depends on package choice. GWS award comparing major UK providers' average performance scores. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Listen. It's headed this way. Can you hear it?
That is the unmistakable sound of a door sensation sweeping the nation. Because in People's Postcode Lottery's December draws, you could win a share of our biggest ever prize pot, £32.5 million. Own it, rent it, any door can enter. So join in with this lot and get your door in the draw by signing up before midnight on the 1st of December. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
We're making the impossible possible, Gene. You'll see.
Experience the story of three British pioneers with one vision, the birth of IVF.
You're aware that we will unite the world against us.
Making babies in test tubes.
I'm helping people.
Mum, doesn't make it right.
Thomasin McKenzie, James Norton, Bill Nye.
What we're doing, it matters.
Joy, only on Netflix November 22nd.
This Black Friday, get sorted for the festive season with EE Broadband. You'll pay nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it's ultra-fast, full fiber, so you'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
So, I can stream festive tunes
while I game with my mates.
And I binge Christmas films.
Yes, yes, and yes. And it's powered by BT. So switch today. It's easier than ever before. Available until the 12th of December.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. John Prescott has died at the age of 86. The Labour MP represented his constituency in Hull for 40 years and had recently been battling Alzheimer's. Our political editor, Georgie Prodromou, has more.
The longest-serving Deputy Prime Minister and MP for 40 years and a key part of Sir Tony Blair's government. His family say he spent his life trying to improve the lives of others and fighting for social justice. MPs this morning tell me he was a colourful character. Many will remember Lord Prescott punching a protester who'd thrown an egg at him. He died peacefully, surrounded by relatives at his care home yesterday.
The family of Captain Sir Tom Moore's being accused of putting significant private interests above of the Veterans Charity. Reports found the pandemic fundraiser's daughter and husband financially benefited from their links to a foundation set up in his name. They've called the Charity Commission's two-year inquiry unjust and excessive, but boss David Holdsworth says there are numerous instances of misconduct.
We found repeated personal benefit. We repeatedly, during the investigation, called on the Ingram Moores to follow through with what we saw as the commitment made to donate to the charity, which they have repeatedly refused to do.
Four people have died and Brits are among a number of tourists in hospital after apparently drinking tainted alcohol in Laos.